Hey, I just wanted to take a minute and tell you how proud I am of you. I know that you may not feel it every day, but you are trying so hard. You're doing everything that you can, everything that anyone could expect of you, to be a better you. And I'm just so proud. And I know it's easy to blow that off and say that, you know, I don't know the situation or I don't know what's going on, but what I know for certain is that you asked for help. And that's unbelievable. So many of us don't do that. And that's why I'm proud of you. So here's the deal. I'm going to be a little bit stern, but it's only because I care. I'm going to tell you the same thing that I've been told myself. And that is this. The only thing that you can control when you're talking to other people, when you're in a personal situation, honey, the only thing that you can control is your reaction. I know it's frustrating. I know sometimes it makes you so angry. And sometimes it's really difficult to remind yourself where you are, what you're doing, and how to behave. But it's okay. We're going to work through this, all right? I know you feel like throwing things sometimes. You feel like kicking something. Oh, honey, I think we've all felt like that. Even before we had this terrible last year, stress is just everywhere, and it comes at us from all sides. And if we have any kind of difficulty relating to the people around us or discerning their cues, it just compounds that. But you asked for help. Remember that. That means you're not doing this by yourself anymore. When you get frustrated, you feel yourself getting angry, I want you to do something for me. You just breathe with me. I know it sounds so simple and so easy, but I know that when you're angry and things are dysregulated, that it takes some intention even to breathe. So let's do this together. In and out. Again. In. And out. There you go. Can you feel things slowing down a little bit? If you need to, just keep breathing in and out. The fact of the matter is, nobody around you knows what's going on in your head. Nobody knows what happened to you before you walked into the room. So nobody knows what you're carrying into a situation. Maybe before you're meeting with people, whether you know it's going to be frustrating or not, maybe we start deep breathing then. Before we even walk in the room, just deep breathe with me in and out. I don't know about you, but my shoulders are already starting to slide down. They're not quite as tense. I feel more relaxed. I feel like I can listen better. I don't know what else will help you. You know the tools you've worked on. You know very well what works and what doesn't, and I'm not going to tell you any different. But I'm going to tell you that I am proud, again, of you. You can do this. You've got to shrug off anything that's happened before. If you've lost your temper, been angry or frustrated with someone before, it doesn't mean it's going to happen again. You control you. Maybe you have to work a little bit harder at this, but I know you have that in you. You can do this. You can do this. You can close your eyes. Take that big, deep breath. And just imagine that I'm right there behind you. Breathing along with you. Running my hands over your shoulders to help de-stress you. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna breathe and get through this. In and out. Do that as many times as you need. Find a safe place where you can breathe.